Hi, good morning. Fire away.
How do they look to you for 2 days, sir?
They're working hard. We've got a lot of stuff in, and I think practice was pretty good yesterday. You know, we had a few false starts and a couple bad snaps and things like that, but most of the execution was pretty good. Good. You know, he's doing a good job of, he was one that had a couple bad snaps, but he's doing a good job with the communication, his footwork, things like that. And, you know, I think, I was just talking to one of the coaches about it. You know, getting these guys in pads, you know, eventually is going to help see a lot more and kind of prove to us what we're seeing with our eyes, I hope. Yeah, well, you know, he's learning. He's trying to learn corners, so he's got a long ways to go. But he's a really good athlete, and he's trying.
Antoine Eckham said he was going to play the nickel a little bit yesterday. Was that just because of the numbers, or is that maybe
no? It's just you know, he's a former corner that, you know, I think maybe. You know, I was sitting there looking at him the other day, and I said, you know, maybe we ought to take a look at this guy at nickel. He's got the body type for it. He's got good quickness, acceleration. He's got some physicality to him. So it's just something to look at, you know, and it's a good time to kind of experiment with guys a little bit now.
With Lawrence Bowen here, how much different, if at all, is he from the guy that showed up here a year ago? What kind of progress have you seen from him?
He's much improved. His routes are much better. Darrell Hayes is doing a good job with him, but his routes are much better. He's catching the ball better. He has a better understanding of the offense. He's still a ways away, but he's improved a lot. So, you know, these 3 days have been good for him. He's helping the younger guys now a little bit, which is, you know, he never could have done that before. I think the communication with the language and things like that is much better. So, he's got a chance.
What's the next step or next steps for
him? Where's Bob? Man, these things are great. These can't tie them down or something. The biggest thing is for him, some of it's going to be bump and run. He's doing a better job at the top of the route, but the transition from the top of the route to accelerate out is, to me, that's going to be the biggest thing because he's a little bit of a high cut guy. He's got to be able to sink his hips and accelerate out. And then, he didn't catch the ball great last year. So that's obviously one part, but he's doing a better job with all those. So to me, those two things combined with catching the ball obviously will help.
How do you look overall? You've got a lot of young receivers. It's the hope, obviously, that one or two of those guys is going to emerge and maybe this
run will probably happen. Well, yeah. I mean, that's at every position that some of these young guys emerge. But, Coley got out there some yesterday, and he'll get a few more snaps today. Adams has done a nice job this spring. So, we're just looking at him. And you got to have a lot of camp legs anyway for receivers. So... Yeah, he's doing good. He's probably more of a slot guy, but he's got good acceleration in and out, and he's done a nice job of showing up. Yeah, I think it's way too early to tell. You know, one guy has a good day, and next guy. Next day, someone else has a good day. So, I think that's going to sort itself out kind of in the preseason games more so than in practice. But, it's kind of where I'm at right now is kind of close. Hard to say.
What's your impression been of Eric Wilson?
Eric Wilson?
Yeah.
He can run. He's got physicality. He's pretty sharp mentally. He's kind of learning a little bit of a different position than he played in college, but, he's done a really good job. And so, again, for these young guys, these 3 days are really, really good for them. So when they come with the vets, they can kind of, you know, feel a lot more comfortable with the calls and things like that. So, but he is a good athlete, and he's got good strength and size. He'll go hit you. So again, when the pads come on, we'll learn. You know, his issue is probably going to be in coverage. So the better that he can, the faster that he can get to the understand the coverage concepts will be better. You mean in the OTAs or now or? Yeah, well, with all those guys, but you know, he's got really strong hands. He's got some physicality. When he will play the blocker and not start looking in the backfield, you know, trying to play with our technique. He had a good day yesterday. Again, it's without pads, but we'll see how it goes. But I like his strength. I like his quickness. You know, he's 3 1/4. You know, he's got good size, good explosiveness.
He's got a lot of outgoing personalities on the defensive line.
A lot of what kind?
Outgoing personalities. B. Rob Everson. How would they be fitted
in? Yeah, I mean, most of these young guys are pretty quiet to begin with, but he's fine. He's not quiet or anything like that. So he's got a good personality.
Sticking with the defensive line, Afadi obviously is a good pass rusher at Northwestern. How do you think that's translating or will translate to being an effective NFL pass rusher?
Well, he's probably going to have to be a power rusher, because he's a physical kind of guy. He's dealing with a little cut on his foot right now. So, but he got through practice and everything yesterday. But, you know, he's going to be a different kind of rusher than our other guys, I think.
How's Danny Isidore?
Danny Isidore.
Footwork.
Good. You know, I've been impressed with Isidore the whole time he's been here. You know, he's got, I was telling somebody who he reminds me of last night, but and I won't say his name, but he's got, you know, wide, thick body, lower body. He's got good movement. He's good out in space. I think he's done a nice job. I've got a lot of hopes for him.
Like Trey Roberson,
he's still learning. He's still got ways to go. You know, I know everybody sees the one interception he had, but you know, there's a lot of other plays in practice yesterday that he could have done better.
No, I asked you the other day about Tariq Floyd. Now that you've seen him and he's been placed on the list, the active non-football injury list, do you see any chance of him doing anything in training camp, or just going to linger on until the emergency?
I don't know what he's going to do in training camp. We're hopeful that he's getting back. He's improved. Who's that guy, Karnak? Johnny Carson? I don't have the envelope here, so I don't know. These guys that are hurt, I don't know when they'll be here, when they'll be back. We're just trying to get them better every day. They're working real hard. You know, I hope Sharif gets back because he's a good player when he gets back. So, but he's improved a lot from when he left prior.
So you just clarified you haven't ruled him out maybe at some point in training.
No, I haven't ruled him out. When he's ready to go, he can go. I just don't know when he's going to go. I don't have the crystal ball.
Mike, how do you think Trey Wayne has handled over the past couple of years waiting?
You know, I think pretty good. You know, when he came in, he had a lot to learn, and I probably messed him up a little bit by trying to play him at nickel some. You know, I was giving him a little bit more to do with some of that. But, you know, he's not a real talkative guy. He's pretty quiet and reserved in the things he's done. But I think he's learned a lot from Newman. He's learned a lot from Xavier and from Jerry, obviously. So I think he's handled it really well. I think, you know, this would be a good year, big year for him. Hopefully he comes in, he plays great. So that's what we're expecting.
Has he opened up for it all? I mean, he doesn't say much.
He doesn't say much to me. He listens, he takes it all in, but he's not really a guy that's going to talk a lot of noise out there on the field. I know he's a competitor. I'm not saying he's not a competitor, but he's just a quiet guy, which is okay.
Sorry. How important is this to have a guy like that, you know, who has to have backup him and be ready and also?
Yeah, well, you know, Terrence is valuable in so many different ways, but, you know, he's played safety for us. He's played nickel. He's started a corner for 13 years or something like that. So, he does a good job. You know, he's a pro's pro, studies, you know, you can call him on a Wednesday night and he'll be studying whoever the team is. And, yeah, and it's good to have, you know, in the past, groups of DBs, you know, you actually don't even call him a corner, you call him a DB, because, you know, he just, you know, wherever it's needed, he can play. And, you know, we're probably a little thin at corner. We probably need, you know, continue to keep looking for guys so that we can strengthen that position just in case of injuries or something like that.
As far as experience, you're saying, any experienced guys or just the general numbers?
No, just, yeah, players. Not numbers. I can get numbers.
Since you talked about it in minicamp, have you given any additional thought to having George Edwards call plays, and will he call the plays in a preseason game? Do you think that happens?
I'll probably have him call one in the preseason game and see how it goes. But I don't know. I have not decided yet, no, totally for the season. But I think it'd be good to practice it in the preseason, see how it goes, see if it helps me to help other areas of the game. So I'm kind of thinking that way, but I haven't decided yet.
So, what do you like about Ben Gideon as a player?
I like Gideon. You know, he's a tough guy. He's kind of an old school linebacker, tough guy, but he's got very good instincts, physicality. You know, we're playing him in a couple different spots just to get him acclimated. He's smart. You know, you tell him one time and he gets it pretty good, but I like him.
Time for 2 more.
Do you have a chance at all to interact with any fans and kind of gauge the mood being the last
The fans?
Yeah.
No, pretty much in my dorm room.
What changes for Adam feeling when he gets here with his new contract and his responsibilities?
I don't think anything will change, really. You know, Adam's a pretty dialed-in kid. And, you know, he might get teased a little bit more, but, by some of the other guys, but, maybe, you know, he might get a little bit more attention coverage wise from the other teams that we play, but, you know, Adam's just a worker, you know, that's what he does, and that's what he's got to continue to do, is go make plays. You know, he's very, very intelligent as far as, route running and knowing where to, and helping other players. He's really good at all those things. So.
All right.